Another deadly shooting in California. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. There was gunfire early this morning in an upscale neighborhood of Los Angeles. Police say at least three people were killed and four others hurt in a shooting in Beverly Crest. No further details are available. Last Saturday, a mass shooting in Monterey Park left 12 people dead, including the gunman. On Monday, a shooting in Half Moon Bay left seven people dead. Angry protests erupted in several big cities last night. They followed the release of police body cam footage in Memphis that showed the beating of Tyre Nichols earlier this month. He later died.
In Memphis, protesters there marched for over an hour, shutting down a four-lane freeway after the graphic body cam footage was released. And in New York City, a handful of demonstrators stomping on police cars in Times Square while yelling, "Burn it down." Police in Los Angeles fired what appeared to be tear gas in an effort to disperse an out-of-control crowd that had gathered outside the police department headquarters.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. President Biden has viewed the video.
President Biden says he has spoken to the Nichols family. When he did speak to them, he had not seen that horrific video. Now the White House says he has and issued the following statement, quote, "Like so many, I was outraged and deeply pained to see the horrific video of the beating that resulted in Tyre Nichols' death. It is yet another painful reminder of the profound fear and trauma, the pain and the exhaustion that black and brown Americans experience every single day."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Turning to the war between Russia and Ukraine, which is nearly a year old, fast-track discussions are said to be underway between Ukraine and its Western allies about the possibility of equipping the country with long-range missiles and military aircraft. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Weeks of rain in California haven't fully reversed drought conditions, but the downpours have put a serious dent in them.
Thanks to rainfall from several recent atmospheric rivers, California's Department of Water Resources says it now expects to deliver 30% of requested water supplies in 2023, up from the initial 5% announced on December 1st. Helping the state's water project boost deliveries to 29 public water agencies serving 27 million residents. The department's director says the extreme weather helped fill reservoirs and dramatically increase the Sierra Nevada snowpack.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Rainfall amounts never seen before in New Zealand's largest city have left at least three people dead. Another is missing. Friday was the wettest day on record in Auckland. Parts of the region received 6 inches of rain in just a few hours. Thousands of homes have been left without power and hundreds of travelers were stranded at Auckland's airport. Residents are advised to stay indoors. As the price of eggs keeps going higher, many Americans are building backyard chicken coops.
If you want your own chickens to produce your own eggs, the CDC warns they can come with diseases. The big concern, salmonella. It produces fever and stomach cramps. The CDC says it investigated 13 multi-state outbreaks of salmonella linked to backyard poultry in 2022. Over 1,200 people got sick. Two of them died. Another disease, histoplasmosis. It also produces a fever as well as muscle aches and coughing. It's caused by a fungus in soil contaminated by bird droppings. They're recommending washing your hands after touching poultry, supervise kids around the flocks, and don't kiss your chickens.
Fox's Jill Nato. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.